And now, Chapter 79. Lord Balaram goes on pilgrimage. Shukdeva Goswami said, "Then on the new moon day, O King, a fierce and frightening wind arose, scattering dust all about and spreading the smell of pus everywhere. Next, onto the sacrificial arena came a downpour of abominable things sent by Balbala, after which the demon himself appeared, trident in hand. The immense demon resembled a mass of black carbon. His top knot and beard were like molten copper, and his face had horrible fangs and furrowed eyebrows. Upon seeing him, Lord Balaram thought of his club, which tears to pieces his enemy's armies, and his plow weapon, which punishes the demons. Thus summoned, his two weapons appeared before him at once. With the tip of his plow, Lord Balaram caught hold of the demon Balbala as he flew through the sky, and with his club the Lord angrily struck that harasser of Brahmins on the head. Balbala cried out in agony and fell to the ground, his forehead cracked open and gushing blood. He resembled a red mountain struck by a lightning bolt. The exalted sages honored Lord Ram with sincere prayers and awarded him infallible blessings. Then they performed his ritual bath, just as the demigods had formerly bathed Indra when he killed Vritra. They gave Lord Balaram a Vajayanti garland of unfading lotuses in which resided the goddess of fortune, and they also gave him a set of divine garments and jewelry. Then, given leave by the sages, the Lord went with a contingent of Brahmins to the Kaushiki River, where he bathed. From there he went to the lake from which flows the river Sarayu. The Lord followed the course of the Sarayu until he came to Prayag, where he bathed and then performed rituals to propitiate the demigods and other living beings. Next he went to the ashram of Pulaharishi. Lord Balaram bathed in the Gomati, Gandaki, and Vipasha rivers, and also immersed himself in the Shona. He went to Gaya, where he worshipped his forefathers, and to the mouth of the Ganges, where he performed purifying ablutions. At Mount Mahendra, he saw Lord Parashuram and offered him prayers, and then he bathed in the seven branches of the Godavari River, and also in the rivers Vena, Pampa, and Bhimarati. Then Lord Balaram met Lord Skanda and visited Sri Shaila, the abode of Lord Girisha. In the southern provinces, known as Dravida Desh, the Supreme Lord saw the sacred Venkata Hill, as well as the cities of Kamakoshni and Kanchi, the exalted Kaveri River, and the most holy Sri Ranga, where Lord Krishna has manifested himself. From there he went to Rishabha Mountain, where Lord Krishna also lives, and to the southern Mathura. Then he came to Setubandha, where the most grievous sins are destroyed. There at Setubandha, or Rameshwaram, Lord Halayuda gave Brahmins 10,000 cows in charity. He then visited the Kritamala and Tamraparni rivers, and the great Malya Mountains. In the Malya range, Lord Balaram found Agastya Rishi sitting in meditation. After bowing down to the sage, the Lord offered him prayers and then received blessings from him. Taking leave from Agastya, he proceeded to the shore of the Southern Ocean, where he saw Goddess Durga in her form of Kanyakumari. Next he went to Palguna Tirtha and bathed in the sacred Panchapsara lake, where Lord Vishnu had directly manifested himself. At this place he gave away another 10,000 cows. The Supreme Lord then traveled through the kingdoms of Kerala and Trigarta, visiting Lord Shiva's sacred city of Gokarna, where Lord Durujati, or Shiva, directly manifests himself. After also visiting Goddess Parvati, who dwells on an island, Lord Balaram went to the holy district of Shurparaka and bathed in the Tapi, Payoshni, and Nirvindya rivers. He next entered the Dandaka forest and went to the river Reva, along which the city of Mahishmati is found. Then he bathed at Manu Tirtha and finally returned to Prabhasa. The Lord heard from some Brahmins how all the kings involved in the battle between the Kurus and Pandavas had been killed. From this he concluded that the earth was now relieved of her burden. Wanting to stop the club fight then raging between Bhima and Duryodhana on the battlefield, Lord Balaram went to Kurukshetra. When Yudhishthir, Lord Krishna, Arjuna, and the twin brothers Nakula and Sahadeva saw Lord Balaram, they offered him respectful obeisances but said nothing, thinking, "What has he come here to tell us?" Lord Balaram found Duryodhana and Bhima with clubs in their hands, each furiously striving for victory over the other as they circled about skillfully. The Lord addressed them as follows,
"King Duryodhana and Bhima, listen. You two warriors are equal in fighting prowess. I know that one of you has greater physical power, while the other is better trained in technique. Since you are so evenly matched in fighting prowess, I do not see how either of you can win or lose this duel. Therefore, please stop this useless battle."
They did not accept Lord Balaram's request, O King, although it was logical, for their mutual enmity was irrevocable. Each of them constantly remembered the insults and injuries he had suffered from the other. Concluding that the battle was the arrangement of fate, Lord Balaram went back to Dwarka. There he was greeted by Ugrasena and his other relatives, who were all delighted to see him. Later, Lord Balaram returned to Naimasharanya, where the sages joyfully engaged him, the embodiment of all sacrifice, in performing various kinds of Vedic sacrifice. Lord Balaram was now retired from warfare. The all-powerful Lord Balaram bestowed upon the sages pure spiritual knowledge, by which they could see the whole universe within him, and also see him pervading everything. After executing with his wife the Avabrita ablutions, the beautifully dressed and ornamented Lord Balaram, encircled by his immediate family and other relatives and friends, looked as splendid as the moon surrounded by its effulgent rays. Countless other such pastimes were performed by mighty Balaram, the unlimited and immeasurable Supreme Lord, whose mystic Yogamaya power makes him appear to be a human being. All the activities of the unlimited Lord Balaram are amazing. Anyone who regularly remembers them at dawn and dusk will become very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Vishnu.
Thus ends the 79th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, Lord Balaram Goes on Pilgrimage.